Huh?
You're loose with it, eh?
I don't know what to say.
No, I've come a call of yours. Oh, huh? Come here. I thought that was going to be a there.
No, come on.
Here, that's the stock. That's where Leo's is, down there, isn't it?
No way. That's a government colliery.
See, that's government colliery.
No way. I've been here 65 years. That's not really government colliery. No bloody way.
Did you work?
Yeah.
Did you work on a
pit,
Fred?
No.
No. I worked 12 months and that was enough for me. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Watch him blowing the stack down. The last one there. Watch him blowing up.
Oh.
Huge. Up there you go. He toppled over everybody.
Which one now? Which
colour
now?
Come here.
This one? Come here. 1913, I think it closed. There's a big fire in the ground, I see.
1913?
Hmm.
Long time ago then.
My father used to work there. Come and follow me.
My father was a stoker in the Camaraderie.
Hmm.
Your father came over from Bristol, did he?
From Bristol. Right.
And he went to, where did he go? Oh, he lodged somewhere in Mount Pleasant. They went to Barrow. Then he came down here. He had to go out to get a place.
Work, didn't it? And lodging.
To get a place. Oh, right. Get a place to live. I was born in Cumber, but you down there.
Yeah, they all come down then for the collieries. They had come a collier down there. Well, no poor people going down there now. Remember there, there's a kind of yard we call it.
And my father used to work down there, he used to take his food out every Sunday. My mother used to put it in a bowl.
Nah.
How they tied it up, I don't know. He used to take it out every Sunday.
I worked in a colliery for 12 months and I didn't like it. I said, forget it, I haven't done any Air Force then.
Oh, I've been down to have a look, but I haven't never worked down there.
I've done it 12 months, that was enough for me, I didn't like it down there. I went in the Air Force then, I learned to trade in the Air Force.
Oh,
yeah? That's why I went in the post office since you only come out.
In the war?
No, after the war. 55 I went.
I was in the 50s.
Ah, you were in Africa, weren't
you? Before.
Was you the same time as Glenn?
No. In the 50s.
I was Glenn when you were there, it was the same time, weren't you?
Went to
Eritrea, Glenn.
Eritrea.
Yeah. 53, I think, Glenn went.
Asmara, Eritrea.
Aye.
Khartoum first.
Aye.
Then to Eritrea. Then home.
Because I was in the emergency draft. I went, Mum was over there, so I'd be downtown on a pint, and I was at SP, come in.
I was
in SCRS.
You had to be 21 to join his club. I put 20. You had to be 21 to join you.
Yeah.
And I put down 20. Only 20 it was, wasn't it? I put 21 to join it. So my brother crossed it out. Another farmer filled it in.
Because they were very strict years ago. Then there's no drinking on Sunday afternoons.
No.
And the pubs weren't open. The clubs was open, but the pubs weren't open on Sunday.
Yeah.
So you had to join a club. If you wanted to drink on a Sunday afternoon, you ought to join the club.
Yes.
Unless you were stupid, because if you went to Monmouth, you could drink on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the border, Wales and England, by there, by Monmouth.
Yeah.
And you just crossed by there, you could have a drink.
Yeah.
But if you was this side of us, you couldn't.
And that wasn't far from you then, Monmouth, really?
Monmouth's about 40 miles from there, then. Roughly.
You borrow one of these, man.
Yeah, about 40 miles. They were from Tarnapalm, I knew them too. Glenn Houston and Donald Houston. They're from Tonopani, both of them. I think there was Thomas Street in Tonopani.
Tonopani, which one was for Ferdale?
Huh? Stanley Baker, that was.
Baker.
I used to work with his, when I came out the RAF, the first job I had was with the insurance round. I used to work with Stanley Baker's brother. He had a pure insurance. I went from there to Corkins, and the job came up in telegrams in Cardiff, because when I was in that office, I used to do Morse and teleprinters, isn't it? So there was a job going in Cardiff on telegrams, so I had a job in there. And then they closed that down in 81, went all to Bristol.
Well, I've been in Cumber all my life. I moved. I bloody moved.
You went over to Bristol, where you came from?
I was born in Cumber.
You were born in Cumber?
Born in Cumber. I've been here 65 years old. I still believe, I can't see me going now.
No, I can't see moving away now. I enjoyed the first one, I was on emergency draft. Me, I went to Singapore, Thailand, Malta, Cyprus.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Great. I should like travelling around. I should love it. Yeah. Just got a signal came in. Emergency draft, off you go, and that would be it.
The old bullshit I didn't like in the army.
No, I didn't have none of that.
Well, nobody did. Nah, but some knuckle down fitter. Nah. I couldn't get on with it. I do my work in. I work until the bloody cows come home.
But some of the things they start asking is ridiculous, you know, some of the what got to do that. You know, and it's senseless bloody, you know, you cut that grass by there with the scissors. Or some bloody stupid like that.
So it's all to get discipline.
Discipline, that's all it is, to obey without thinking.
Yeah.
That's all it is, yeah.
Oh, discipline, you had a discipline.
Oh, aye.
Christ, aye. You had that.
Because if they ask you to do something in time...
You couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it by the short of curly.
Oh, aye. Ellis, you do that. You had to do it. Didn't like it half the time, right. You still done it, didn't
you? Still done it.
But I was great in the Air Force. There's no... But as long as you could go off camp, whatever you like. As long as you was there for 8 o'clock next morning for duty, that was it. No parade, didn't do no parades or nothing like that.
Yeah.
No. I used to, when was the army?
I used to, but
we'd come off nights.
Driving I was, but...
we'd come off nights.
And driving all the
rest. And the army, our signal centre, army signal centre and the navy signal centre. And we was the headquarters Middle East. We'd come off at night, 8 o'clock, and you're working on that all night, like the signal's going left, right and centre. Come off. Army said, I'll come out there, parade. We'd walk straight past him, we wouldn't bother with this officer. He used to do his nut. Sorry, sir, couldn't see all the lights in our eyes, or the sun is too much. We wouldn't salute him. No way would we salute him. He used to do his nut.
I used to be duty driver. And then, on the MTA, motor transport, and duty driver, driving all day. In the night they put me in jangas. And they put me on the MTA to walk around and look at they come to my wagon and I sat down. Oh Christ, isn't it nice? I had a bit of sleep.
That's it.
Had a bit of sleep.
Some of it was senseless.
And the sergeant come along.
Oh, I got boom, boom.
Another 14 days.
Another 14 days, I'm sleeping on duty. But it was great, because it was with an army bloke with the guards out there. And they was dead scared of me. I've been in about 5 or 6 years now. And so they weren't having me bloody parading around all that rubbish. So I was parading around every 2 hours on, 2 or 4 hours off, and parading in a compound. Come on, Taff, we go to parade. I said, you bugger off, you won't parade. I'm not parading at all. I'm sitting down, I was, no. He went around. He come back about 2 hours later. Oh, everything's okay, Taff. I said, I don't care, let's go back in. I don't believe him, no bloody way.
How do you shoot a bloody pistol?
Never shot a pistol.
You try it. Boop.
What?
Yeah.
Sten was the best. Sten gun was the best. Bren. LMG, light machine gun.
I knew
the best.
I bloody
fire. No, kick him on because you had a 303.
And the Vickers.
A bit bony in it. And you got a 303 and a hell of a kick on the bloody things.
Shoulder.
Oh, God. I should take my berry off and put my berry by there, I did. Take your berry off and put him in by there.
That's right.
But the LMG, you could... There was no kicking them at all. They were beautiful. They were really good, they was. And he could hit the target and... Well, that was no problem.
The Vickers, I used to, like, press buttons out. Easy, bloody go. 200.
No, we never. The, only the only the SPs and the officers were. I said the SPs and the officers had revolvers. We had the well, the 303s, isn't it? The rifle, the 303s.
303,
yeah. It's hell of a kick on a mine, hell of a kick. Mm. And they were accurate, mine. They were dead accurate for about a mile. Long as you got a good eyesight and not like any, you know?
Right. We didn't, all the bloody hell. I used to hear you.
I
took it back, my rifle, to the armory. I'm dead hands. There's something wrong with your bloody eyes, boy.
Where were your parents from then, Grandma?
My mother's from Tonrevel, my father's Shebang. Where my grandfather's from, I'm not sure. I don't know where my grandfather's from.
No.